felt a little more complicated than it needed to be. As I went back and thought about every nuance to it, I decided that many of these things maybe won't be a big problem, and perhaps this was a reasonable way to start and see how it plays out during the season. There are some holes in it. The manager can do one challenge. If he loses, then he's done. What baseball is trying to do is prevent the idea that you can slow down the game even more with myriad challenges. But then it does create a gap, a hole. If the crew chief can review it on his own after the seventh inning and the challenge is used up, and let's say the manager doesn't have any left and a big play happens in the fifth inning, you can bet everybody's going to be replaying that all week long, and it'll be almost like what we just saw with the NFL, where there was a turnover, but that wasn't reviewable. Same thing will happen in baseball, but let's see how the season plays out.
Are we getting past an age where we're going to see emotional guys, the confrontation between the manager? Now we're going to see just a phone call to this, where they're watching the video elsewhere to institute this challenge.
Well, you may get some of that. Before you told off the umpire for making a bad call. Now if you have a challenge left, you might do it that way. It takes away some of the drama. Unless baseball deals with this potential gap, though, that can arise between using up your one challenge, let's say, and not getting any more, and the seventh inning, I could see quite a bit of histrionics to get the crew chief in the same way that it is now, to reverse himself somehow or something, which virtually never happens. I can also see room for, after the seventh inning, you got your challenges used up. Now you can really see some fireworks, because the manager knows if he can talk the crew chief into it, he can get him to look at the replay. So then I think maybe the fireworks might even be a little better for those situations.
There is a crew of sort of an independent review going on of this game elsewhere, right?
Right. At least they're reviewing it when a request for a review comes in. They will look at it, make the decision, and on top of it, they will decide, if they reverse a call, where to reset all the players, because somebody has to figure that out too. Baseball has its own unique rules about what you do when you go back to second, or this happens or that happens. And so those guys will have to sort it all out. That's part of what makes Major League Baseball's replay system so unique, because you do have a centralized office. Probably the only logical way to at least try to approach this, because you got 162 games. I don't know if you're going to take a replay crew around the country with you. It gets a little oppressive. You know, the NFL has their own guys who are replay specialists. You have tape operators and all the rest of it doing the mechanics of it all. But I think this is at least an attempt that may not be perfect, but will move things along and allow baseball to take advantage of technology so that you don't have these glaring errors and mistakes. Back when I was trying to get Major League Baseball to adopt instant replay, I was at least saying, even if you're not going to adopt it for the 162-game season, on the theory that everything works, evens out, when you get into the playoffs, you know, there's no chance for it to even out.
Is this at all taken away from the flavor of the game and what I brought up about umpires and, like you said, if they lost their one challenge, they could get more upset, but relying a lot on video rather than maybe the instinct or the judgmental eye of an umpire?
It will change the feel of the game and some of the character of the game. And so it's a balancing test as to which is better. There's the baseball purists, and to some degree I am sympathetic to it. You lose a little something by changing the game that way, taking the human element out of it, which was always kind of a unique part of the game. Blown calls at second and all the rest of it. But the cuteness of that wears really thin when your team starts to be on the wrong end of this. Cute turns into an injustice real fast. And so maybe this isn't a bad way to attempt to approach it. You look back at almost 4 years ago now, when Armando Galarraga from the Tigers had a virtual perfect game. And in fact, he, the pitcher himself, caught the final out and stepped on first base before the runner, and had a perfect game, but it got taken away by a bad call. That's a slice of baseball history that could have been changed, should have been changed in my view. In fact, really actually should have been changed, because I think the commissioner, not to digress too far, should have been able to reverse that call, because there is some precedent for those kinds of things anyway. This new system will take all of that out of the picture and give at least a roadmap for how to deal with this stuff.
I might think that football has to rely on that a little more heavily, because you got to make sure the guy has his catches the ball and has both feet, you know, and has control of the ball before he goes out of bounds, et cetera. Is it making it too much like football?
Well, that's a good question, and it does kind of beg the issue about the unique baseball personality. I wrote a whole book one time a few years ago on the larcenous legacy of Major League Baseball. There's a certain edgy factor to the game that is a chip on the shoulder, kind of tobacco-spitting old American tradition. And football itself has become a little more pristine in the sense that they do a lot of things by the book. They look to see if a blade of grass moved by the receiver's toe, and if it did, it's a catch, and if it didn't, it isn't. Whereas with baseball, at least up to now, a lot of times close is just good enough, which does also beg an interesting question, because they're leaving in the judgment of the umpire these neighborhood play type calls. You know, you and I watch baseball games all the time where second baseman, let's say in a double play, doesn't really touch the bag, but they call the runner out anyway. And it's a baseball tradition that if plays at second, if it's close, it's good enough. And they have specifically exempted that, meaning they leave those to the judgment of the umpire, which I am sure will lead to one of those tirades by a manager that you were talking about before.
Is there any chance something in this, some of them are in the nuts and bolts of these, have to be tweaked or taken out of the rule book?
I think giving the manager one challenge only, and then not allowing any relief from that until the seventh inning when the crew chief can take a look, that's going to create some problems in the middle. That's where you're going to get histrionics, your blow-ups with managers and arguing with the umpires and all. And maybe baseball did that on purpose to retain some of that. There will be holes in this, and there will be things that need to be tweaked. That, for sure, is one of them.